Now, before you get all snippy and get upset at me talking about this, because Squid Games is most likely your favorite show of all time, I just want to clarify something. I am in no way, shape, or form dissing the popularity, the creativity, or the overall show, Squid Games. In fact, I think that it's cool. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it at all. What I am basically about to attempt to do is defend the concept of the opposition. So what I mean by that is essentially I'm speaking out for those who essentially aren't that impressed with the show Squid Games, because I understand, because I'm not that impressed with the show Squid Games. Only because, from my standpoints, only because I've seen other things like Squid Games. I have indulged in other shows and other concepts and other movies themed, manga, anime, whatever. I've seen other things that basically have that same format of what Squid Games actually is, which is a survival thriller with a concept of, with character drawn narratives with an overall goal of a battle royale-esque scenario. Now, the thing is that, yeah, to a lot of people, this would seem like a breath of fresh air. This is new. The Korean boom is a serious thing. It is one of the things that's overtaking American audiences by storm right now. And for one thing, that's cool. That's amazing. That's awesome. As someone who's been interested in like other countries, cultures for years growing up, seeing it become a mainstream concept is actually really cool. Much like how anime and manga are now a big hot, commodity. Thinking of Dr. Trent, a hot, now I can't think of the word, a hot commodity nowadays. It, you know, it's cool seeing that becoming a mainstream thing. But at the same time, I've also spoken out multiple times on why I feel that is a negative as well as a positive in the up-and-coming popularity behind manga, because you have a bunch of people jumping into the industry that don't understand the industry and then just giving it all high praises, which allows the industry to continue to do bad things over and over and over again. But that's anime and manga. But essentially, you know, it's still the idea that, hey, now my quiet shame is now appreciated. So, you know, it's cool. It really is cool to see stuff like that. And the thing is that I've always have been interested in Korean dramas, Chinese wuya films or wushu shows and things like that, or any dramas from different countries and whatnot. So seeing something like Squid Games isn't really new for me. While a lot of people, BTS is possibly the only Korean song they've ever heard outside of Gundam Style, and realistically for someone like me, that isn't the case at all. Hell, BTS isn't even that good in comparison to my favorite band, which is TBXQ. But you know, that's neither here nor there. They did not need to break up. That's so sad. But enough of my quiet shame. But the thing is that, yeah, I understand the incredible popularity behind Squid Games. I mean, realistically, you can't get over the power of the hashtag. And Netflix is a site that has prioritized and has mastered the idea of bringing up hype behind different shows that they're affiliated with. I mean, look how many people fucking saw the He-Man show, and He-Man wasn't that popular when it came out in the fucking 80s. I mean, it was popular, yeah, for sure, for kids and everything, but it wasn't that big of a deal. But the fact that it did what it did and there was so much controversy behind it, that was all anyone could ever talk about. Hell, I even fucking talked about it. And so I understand that essentially Netflix has that power. So if they're going to create a show that's capitalizing on the Korean boom, and they know how to use the power of the word of mouth to get people to bring up buzz and talk about a show, yeah, it's going to be all that anyone's ever going to talk about. Now, you add in the fact that they're doing a show that essentially is placating and showcasing a series that is unlike anything that's currently out to date, which is a character-driven thriller devolved in a no-holds-bars battle royale-esque concept, dealing with taking something as childish as Kid Games and bumping them up to the extreme. I mean, I saw a fucking news report talking about how some kids are outside playing red light, green light, as from Squid Games, as if the game Red Light, Green Light didn't exist beforehand. But I understand the sentiment, you know, simply because of the fact that, hey, you don't normally see kids outside playing nowadays, and this show possibly had a hand at making something like that popularized and whatnot, which is kind of morbid when you think about it, because the Red Light, Green Light game in Squid Games dealt with people fucking dying. But hey, you know, news gonna do what news do. So I understand that. I get that. I understand that. But you have to look at this. But to look at it from people who essentially are against, or they're essentially speaking negative about Squid Games, you have to understand that they probably have already seen Squid Games before. I saw someone review and talk about the Squid Games show, and they kind of compared it to the Saw movies. And I felt disingenuous when they did that, because I was like, well, that's not fair, because the Saw movies, being the little tactical horror things that they were, sure, but I consider Squid Games more affiliated with a movie called Would You Rather, which came out in like a long fucking time ago, and it's like an IFC little indie type thing back when IFC mattered, and when IFC was a channel. Is it still a channel? I don't even fucking know. But you know, it was a nothing burger of a movie. And if you seen it, then you seen it. If you didn't, then you did it. But realistically, it's something that came out way before Squid Games, and it kind of focuses on the same concept. A bunch of people willing to let other people die in order for them to get money. And the only reason I think of that movie, or I even brought it up, is because, like, honestly, the end of the movie is fucking hilarious to me. The twist is like, it's such a great money shot. Like, the payoff is hilarious. So if you ever get a chance to see that movie, watch it. It's funny. I mean, but it is still a horror thriller and everything that, and associated in along the lines of that. And it's actually a pretty solid movie. But yeah, I would associate that with that. But being someone who essentially is already indulged in a lot of Asian media, being Japanese, Chinese, and South Korean, I have seen other things that, like, I'm pretty sure Squid Games is fucking taken from. The major competitor, as well as the biggest fucking copycat that I've noticed, was it's a Japanese movie called As God's Will. And that's one of the main reasons why I don't want to indulge in Squid Games. I honestly was just like, after I found out the opening premise of it being a callback to a red light, green light killing spree in the beginning of the movie, I was remiss to think of the As God's Will movie, which is a movie that I have a copy of, because it deals with literally the same fucking premise. It starts off with a red light, green light game that a bunch of the people don't understand. And as soon as you move, you get murdered. Almost like it's exactly the same thing. But with the As God's Will story, which is a movie based off of a manga, the stakes of it are far more dire to me, which is one of the reasons why I was like, I really don't care to see the Squid Games. And then I just looked up what the ending was, just because I didn't feel like dealing with the whole character-driven narrative, because that's literally what all of these have as the high point, is that they're all character-driven narratives. And honestly, when you've seen one, you've seen them all. The thing is that once you're dealing with a battle royale-esque type of story, you kind of get over that shit really quickly once you're dealing with a series or a show that kind of affiliates itself following one major character. No matter what, much like the Would You Rather movie, the main character is going to be the one that survives at the end of it. It doesn't matter how sad they are, how sympathetic they are, how much they might protest against what's going on, or how much they might try to care for other people and whatnot. There can only be one winner. That's the whole point of the game. So when you've seen stuff that dealt with things like that, you really don't care to see other stuff that does that, because there's nothing new brought to the table. Now, that's not to say that you couldn't do something like that when there are plenty of shows that are basically deviated away from that concept, and where you might have one character that you follow in the beginning, but who wins at the end actually might change hands, you know? So one character that you're following actually dies, and then you're seeing yourself look at another character that makes all the way to the end. Being a character-driven narrative that kind of keeps you on your toes, because you don't exactly know who's going to live and who's going to die. And since Squid Games doesn't do that, I was not that impressed with it. So that's one of the other reasons why I did not feel to indulge in the show. It just, it is what it is. And that's cool. That's fine. I'm glad that people like it, but you need to understand that other people will not be as impressed with Squid Game, seeing as how it's not that impressive. It is, it has been done before. It has been done before by a plethora of other venues. And honestly, if you're into that, like if you've been into that stuff, then you're not gonna wanna care about Squid Games. Much like people who look at spy movies, if it really doesn't hit home like a James Bond film, or if it doesn't kind of go above and beyond or hits in that same ballpark, people don't really give a fuck about it. They don't really care, because that is the gold standard of what a spy movie should be. You know, so it placates on that big time. Now, the Asgard's Will movie, honestly, to me, was a far more, high stakes driven series, considering that it starts off with a bunch of high schoolers. They don't understand where they are or what they're doing, much like unlike with Squid Game, everything is literally to the death. It wasn't something where it was like they chose to be there under the presence of money, but rather they were forced into a situation where they had to go past these kid-like games in order to keep surviving. The ending of it is just wiggity whack, because the entire thing itself is wiggity whack, but also the games themselves become kind of a, almost have like a little crazy ass twist factor added to it, because essentially the people who are playing the games are more so cheating rather than playing fairly, which is something that these students have to immediately adapt to in order for them to survive. So that's a movie that came out fucking years ago. And then seeing Squid Games being kind of a real life thing and just like a Korean version of that, I was just really turned off from the whole situation and concept. It's a similar feeling to like, to me, it's similar to, it's an anime that's currently out, which is about like girls in the high school gambling. They all wear like red school uniforms and whatnot. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But I don't know the name of it, but essentially the girls in there are gambling, and they're all like kind of crazy fanatics that spend like huge sums of money in order to play like these simple, crazy ass games that kind of balance. They kind of have the stakes of, if you lose, then you lose so much money. If you win, you gain so much money. And then you have a girl that's just kind of obsessed and goes crazy under the idea of gambling and like the stress and the tension that's built up from it. And she actually gets off and is excited about that concept. And a lot of people like that anime. I mean, it's huge fan service, and it's a crazy female character. And like, she's the one who's constantly outsmarting people and things like that. And they have these ridiculous facial expressions, which are funny. But as far as a gambling series goes, it's nothing. Like, it honestly is just really fucking boring, considering that the main character has an undisclosed amount of money, so there's never any real threat of her actually losing a huge amount of money. She's kind of going through the motions of challenging her way up the ladder, kind of like a typical shonen in terms of fighting grunts before you get to the head honcho. And then at the end of it all, she never really loses. There's never any fault of her actually failing in gambling or anything like that. It just seems like it gets awfully close, but then she still wins at the end. Now, I'm not exactly sure if there is a point where she does lose or anything like that, but again, she has an undisclosed amount of money. So even if she does lose whatever she's betting with, it doesn't mean that she would be destitute and then will have to work from the bottom and work her way up. Now, you compare an anime like that to something like Akagi, which is literally a story based around one fucking game that deals with these people playing Mahjong, and literally their lives are at stake as they're playing, because they siphon out pints of blood as they're playing this one Mahjong game. It's one of the craziest things ever. And then the creator of that has also made another slew of gambling type of anime, which is pretty cool as well. But those things have dire stakes. The main character loses sometimes. The main character wins sometimes. At one point in time in the other series, not Akagi, but in the other series, the main character had to give up an arm because he lost. And that type of struggle and attention is to the story makes it a far more compelling and a far more interesting concept than just this girl with big boobs constantly rubbing herself because she got a good hand at Texas Hold'em. that's all that I'm getting at. It's essentially Squid Games is like that to me, simply because I have indulged in other things that are basically pushed that limit of the battle royale or character-driven concept to a whole nother level and to a way better limit than this show is presenting. You have a bunch of people who chose to be in this situation over a huge undisclosed amount of money. I mean, well, they tell you, but I don't know. Huge amounts of money, and then essentially they're just playing these death games in order for them to win this huge amounts of money. You have a bunch of subplots going on, but they don't really lead anywhere because the actual story is just these people surviving these games. Well, when you have something like it's a manga that I'm reading called Tomodachi Game, which got like live action movies made after it, you're dealing with this group of people who essentially have this solidified friendship and seeing it crumble as their lives are put on the line to win a small amount of money. But essentially the games that they're playing test both their friendship as well as their trust in each other and undisclosed hidden elements about each character that previously the other ones did not know. It's very intriguing, very intrusive, and honestly a crazy ass fucking story. And it's sad that the movies only went so far when the manga keeps going and there's just so much more that happens with these characters that's just way super indulgent and it just gets like just crazier and fucking crazier. But dealing with seeing a show, reading a manga like that or watching the movie like that, as well as seeing something like Asgard's Will or knowing about the story of Battle Royale, which honestly is like one of the best mangas ever that I believe will never get adapted into an anime, but has had a movie done out of it, in a Japanese movie, where essentially you have a bunch of kids within a classroom being ushered into a fucking island where essentially their lives are put at risk in terms of them having to fight each other. Now, they are pitted against themselves actually by the government that essentially tries to quell out actual rebellion within like young teens and like anti-government groups and whatnot. And so what they do is that they actually televise once a year a group or a one individual classroom within the country that is put on an island, given a certain set of weapons and materials and equipment on an island filled with cameras that watches them as they all try to kill each other. And it is honestly a crazy ass character driven story. It's really interesting and really cool. And not the movie, I mean the manga. The movie barely is able to even scratch the surface of this concept just because essentially they wanted to more so give way more screen time to Beat Takeshi. And if it actually followed what the manga actually entails, you would have seen it would have been a hell of a lot better. But there's no way they could have squish that into just a movie, and it's sad, but it is pretty cool. And then you have the added element of essentially the kids are given a map as well as areas and stuff, areas and compasses and whatnot of the island that they're on, and then they're told randomly throughout the day that certain areas within the island are going to be no-go zones, and if you're in those areas, the collars that they wear around their necks would explode. And it's just a crazy ass fucking story, and it's really, really good. But essentially what I'm getting at is that having seen all of those shows, I personally am not interested within the four Squid Games. Being a character driven or a nicely kept story that deals with a lot of characters that essentially placate on that, you know, like, hey, the gangster is the tough guy who uses his muscle to get what he wants, or the character that might seem weak in this one particular game is actually strong in another particular game. These things have been done before that I've seen before. Like, I've seen all of this before. So I understand when people essentially aren't really that impressed with Squid Games if they themselves have indulged in all the other content that has come out within those different countries that basically Squid Games itself is already copying. And again, Asgard's Will is, to me, the biggest offender. Literally, the first game is Red Light, Green Light. But in Asgard's Will, they don't get gunned down. It's this weird little ball creature sitting on front of the desk that popped out of their teacher's head that it literally explodes the head. It pops out of the teacher's body, lands on the table, and tells them all that they have to play Red Light, Green Light. and then it turns around, and as it does the little game, when it turns back around and it sees the people, it makes their heads explode. And to me, that's a hell of a lot better than a giant little weird robot girl that's shooting you guys, because then the thing starts to cheat as it listens in on them walking up and trying to step, get closer to it, because you actually have to press the button on top of the thing's head in order to stop the game. Otherwise, if the timer runs out, it kills everybody. And if you, until you press the button on top of its head, then the game isn't over with. Literally the same thing that happens in fucking Squid Games. But the twist in As God's Will, I'll leave you to see it, because it's just actually a pretty good and interesting movie, as well as something that is kind of hilarious in certain parts. Also look up like a trailer that they had for the game, maybe for the movie, which was hilarious, where it's like these swimsuit models playing with like the little doll thing that like blows up everyone's head in the movie. and it's hilarious. But I just have to speak out on the fact that I understand a lot of people not really caring for this show. I mean, I personally had a friend who was recommending me to watch the show when I told him about how I felt about it. And I was like, well, I've seen other stuff that's similar to that in premise. And he was like, yeah, I felt the same way about things I've seen before that are like that. And he was like, but it's still a good show. And I was like, I understand what you're saying, but he even brought up Battle Royale, it's a manga that he's read as well. And he was like, yeah, you know, like I've read Battle Royale and all that. And I was like, yeah, but granted, that's something totally different in the context of like exactly what's going on, as in with Squid Games. But I was like, but have you seen As God's Will? You know, and I told him what the movie was and how that is. And I was like, yeah. And then Squid Games was presented as almost the exact same fucking thing, but the people themselves wanted to be in this situation. And then everything that happens just seems to be, oh, wacky doodle, you know, because it's dealing with death, and that's cool and all. But again, I've seen worse. I've seen better. I've seen it done a hell of a lot better. So I'm not really that eager to just jump into seeing something that I already know is going to play out exactly the way how I thought it is, how I thought it was going to be. And literally Squid Games does exactly that. So there's really no point in even indulging in that. And like, I, one of the things that probably would have kept me interested in it is if it was to have an ambiguous main character, to where you didn't know exactly who was going to be the winner at the end of it. I understand that the twists that they have at the end of the series are, you know, like they're cool and whatnot, but it ain't that impressive. You know, I mean, even the As God's Will movie has a, like, ends on a really stupid note. But if you've indulged in a lot of like Asian eccentric movies and shows and things like that, you'll know, like, typically endings are, you know, it's never about the destination, it's about the journey. So a lot of those shows end with the fleeting notion that, hey, there's more to come. The story isn't over yet. And so, like, even for what Squid Game's ending is supposed to be, and it's like, yeah, I understand that concept, I understand that notion. That's how it's meant to be. That's really how their stories are. They're far more about characters than they are about, you know, the story. So I understand that. I understand that realistically, a lot of people tend to shift towards the show in relation to the fact that it happens to be so different from the current content that's out, you know. And it's like, I saw a review that a guy did, one of the things he mentioned was how the women in the show were playing like women, how a guy was saying that they're a liability, how they were weak and not as strong as the men in stature and whatnot, but they still could do something, you know, and they still played to their strengths, they played to their weaknesses, all of that, naturally what you would expect from people. And it's like, yeah, that's cool, but that's typical Asian entertainment. Like, you don't really get the whole woke nonsense from looking at Japanese, South Korean, or Chinese stuff for that matter. If someone is strong, then they're strong. If they're weak, then they're weak. They make stories about people. They don't make stories about politics. So it wasn't nothing that, when looking at something that happens to be South Korean based, I would consider it a positive, because I already expected from their content. But the content itself is not anything new. Therefore, I am not that interested in it. So the appeal behind Squid Games, I understand. A lot of people would gravitate towards it. It's something that's on Netflix. Netflix has the power of the hashtag. The Korean boom is big. It's happening. It's big. It's wow. It's happening now. All of these factors played into Squid Games becoming as popular as it is. But me personally, I understand that some people will be taken away by this. They are not going to be interested in looking at the show. They are not going to indulge in this content. It is okay that it is popular. There's nothing wrong with it being popular. Good is good no matter what. But understand that if you tell someone that something is amazing and they tell you that they have seen something even better, you kind of have to take their word for it. As much as you might want to persist that what you're talking about is the greatest, if what they're talking about keeps upping the ante, then there is no convincing that person. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is that it's a fleeting notion to sit there and jump down the throats of anyone who happens to disagree with the hype. Now, you know, if you're being a hater just for the sake of being a hater, that's on you. But if you have an understandably logical reason behind essentially not wanting to get on this hype beast, that's perfectly fine with me. All I wanted to do was just try to validate that explanation. Give some clemency towards those who essentially probably can't really voice that opinion well enough. Because this is kind of what I have to deal with my friends. I mean, like, I had my friend try to tell me about this. When I had my friend try to tell me about the Squid Games, I had to break it down to him. Like, yeah, I'm not really that interested in it. And then what's weird is that in my group of friends, he happened to be the minority that outspoke about watching the show. Everyone else was like, yeah, not really, because we all look at fucking anime and Japanese stuff and things like that, and we were all able to name like different shows and different series that kind of were similar to what the premise of Squid Game was, and it just was unappealing to us. We start talking about something else. So it's just that easy. It's really just that easy. So there's nothing wrong with not being a part of this hype beast, but at the same time, I just want everyone to know it is okay that people don't want to be a part of this hype beast. I hope that this allows people to indulge in more Korean content, as well as Japanese and Chinese content at that, and look towards far more interesting concepts of shows and things like that that might fit within this genre, or just in the entertainment that comes out of those places as well. That would be greatly appreciated. That would be nice. It would be cool if people could bring up and talk about movies outside of just kung fu films from China. That would be amazing.
Oh, wait. There's more? It was like, yeah, there is.
They just make movies, you know? So that would be cool. That would truly be cool. But also, I fear the Reaper, which is the aspect of essentially, you know, them making a lot more shows or a lot more content related to different things that's associated with Squid Games. So I know, like, you know, the beast is going to come. So the copycats, the possible continuation, I'm not sure if they're going to make one, but the possible continuation of Squid Games, most likely they will. But the copycat movies, you'll have the knockoff stuff, the people just trying to cash in on the craze. I mean, that's literally kind of what this podcast is doing. But as well as the what's even worse is like when it's like from the producers of Squid Game, or from the creator of Squid Game, or from the guy that saw an episode of Squid Game and then just like lost his fucking mind. I don't want that to happen. It's gonna happen, but I don't want that to happen. But I mean, that, you know, you take the good, you take the bad. But essentially, that's all I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to just clear the air with that aspect, really, because I'm defending myself on my stakes with the show and everything like that. And it's everywhere. It's all over the place and it's cool. And I almost found myself kind of like almost watching it. But then I just thought about it and I was like, not really. You know, it's like the main dude walks away with it. Like, the main dude wins. So what's the point? And so it's like, I don't know if he does or he doesn't. I don't really care, but whatever. So with that being the case, I'm going to end it here. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, hope you had fun.